Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 28, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Interstate 182. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia Pod's episode, Exploring Interstate 182. Welcome back to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the intriguing world of Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm Alloy, your host, and today we venture onto the highways of America, specifically focusing on a somewhat lesser-known route, Interstate 182. So, buckle up as we explore the history, significance, and unique characteristics of this interesting stretch of road. Did you know that despite its rather modest length, Interstate 182 has played a pivotal role in the connectivity and development of the area it serves? First, let's lay down some groundwork. Interstate 182, often referred to as I-182, spans approximately 15 miles, or about 24 kilometers, in the southeastern part of Washington state. Now, you might wonder, what's so special about a 15-mile stretch of road? To answer that, we need to journey back to its origins. The story of Interstate 182 is tightly interwoven with the history and growth of the Tri-Cities of Washington, specifically the cities of Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco. These cities form an increasingly vibrant metropolitan area in the region. Before I-182 was completed, traffic between these cities was served primarily by surface streets and smaller highways, which often were not efficient for the growing needs brought by both residential and industrial expansions. Interstate 182 officially opened in stages starting in the early 1960s and was completed in 1986. Interestingly, its creation was part of a larger effort to improve the country's interstate system. What was so significant about these additions? Well, at its heart, the construction of I-182 was aimed at fueling economic growth and improving access to these burgeoning communities. It acts as a vital artery, linking different parts of the Tri-Cities with important routes, such as Interstate 82 and U.S. Route 395. One of the key things that make I-182 notable is its role in facilitating quick and efficient transportation access to multiple key points. On the western end, it connects with I-82 near Richland, and on the eastern end, it links with U.S. Route 395. This connectivity is not just vital for local commuting, but also makes the transport of goods in and out of the area smoother, helping to support the local economy. Think about this. How would the Tri-Cities and their surrounding areas look today without the presence of I-182? Imagine the logistical challenges posed to industries, the stunted growth of the real estate market, or even the inconveniences faced by everyday commuters without this pivotal highway. Such questions highlight the broader implications of transportation infrastructure on regional development and unity. Now let's shift gears a bit and explore some interesting facts about the route itself. As it winds through the Tri-Cities, I-182 crosses the scenic Columbia River via the Interstate 182 bridge. The bridge serves as both a physical and symbolic link in the Tri-Cities area, demonstrating engineering prowess amidst natural beauty. Isn't it fascinating how infrastructure often embodies a mixture of practical design and aesthetic presence? It certainly makes one appreciate the careful planning and foresight that goes into such projects. Have you ever traveled along a piece of infrastructure and taken a moment to reflect on its impact, both practically and visually? Another layer to I-182's story involves its designation as a spur route within the interstate highway system. Spur routes provide access from the main interstate routes to other regions, allowing for more specific travel and trade routes. This seemingly small piece of infrastructure forms part of the larger interstate fabric, highlighting how each component of the system, no matter its size, plays a role in the larger transportation network across the United States. Speaking of networks, let me connect this back to a broader discussion, a classic Wikipedia move. Highways like I-182 often go unnoticed in our daily lives, yet they are the backbone of economic flow and community growth. After all, the efficiency of goods movement is crucial to our modern lives. With infrastructure like I-182, there's a concrete example of how well-planned transportation networks ensure that areas are not only connected, but are also able to thrive economically and socially. For those of you listening, how does your own local infrastructure shape your community? Is there a road, a bridge, or a railway that has significantly impacted your environment? Before we wrap up today's session, let's ponder on the future. As technological advancements in transportation emerge, such as the introduction of smart highways or the thought-provoking discussions surrounding autonomous vehicles, what could be the future role of highway stretches like I-182? Will initiatives focus on further enhancing such routes with technology for smarter travel, or shift towards environmental considerations, adapting to eco-friendly policies? How might these future implementations affect both the local and extended communities connected by such roadways? With these questions lingering, I encourage you to look a little deeper into your local infrastructure, acknowledge its impact, and consider how these structures may evolve. Thank you for journeying down Interstate 182 with me today on Wikipedia. If you're curious to explore further, the article on Wikipedia provides more in-depth insights into the engineering and historical significance of this fascinating section of highway. Until next time, keep questioning and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Interstate 182. Thanks for listening. See you next time.